Now for analysis of the president's announcement, we turn to our friends at Slate. Joining us is Slate's legal analyst, Dahlia Lithwick. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Alex.
And Slate's political analyst, Chris Sullentrop. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Dahlia, let's start with you, if we may. First of all, just go back over this material. How does a constitutional amendment come to be?
Well, it needs to be proposed, as they've said, and as Don pointed out, it needs a two-third majority in both houses to pass it, and then it goes to the states. Three-quarters of the states' legislatures then need to go on and ratify the amendment. I should point out that three-quarters of the states, or 38 states, already have their own legislation that bans gay marriage, so that latter requirement is not a long shot.
Let me play you some of the president's remarks from this morning. This is just a little clip from his speech.
Decisive and democratic action is needed, because attempts to redefine marriage in a single state or city could have serious consequences throughout the country.
Now, he actually talked a lot about that this morning, Dahlia. What is it that he's talking about?
Well, I think this was massively galvanized by both the Massachusetts Supreme Court decision that said not only that gay marriage was necessary under equal protection law, but that sort of Vermont-style civil unions was not going to satisfy that requirement, that it had to be marriage. As of May, gay marriage will be legal in Massachusetts. And then, as you know, there's another dust-up in San Francisco where the mayor is handing out marriage licenses to gay couple. And I think that Bush felt like this was going to force an issue wherein some states permit gay marriage, some states don't. There is some question about whether states that don't permit it, we're going to have to give under the Constitution full faith and credit to those gay marriages. And I think Bush essentially wanted to take it off the table as a sort of federalism matter. He wanted to say this is not going to be decided internally state by state. This is going to be decided at a federal level, and it's going to be the same all over the country. We're not going to have a million lawsuits about this.
Chris Sullentrop, I just, going back to the president's language, decisive and democratic action is needed. He meant small d Democrat, of course, but perhaps big D Democrats heard something there too.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I mean, I think it's going to force the presidential candidates, especially Kerry and Edwards, to clarify their positions. The Bush campaign is trying to paint Kerry in particular as a flip-flopping political opportunist who's on all sides of every issue. And for him to say, well, I'm against gay marriage, but I'm against amending the Constitution, but I'm for civil unions, Kerry wants to paint that as the moderate middle position, but it does sort of have that feel of I'm on all sides of this.
Here's the president again saying that we should be civil about this debate.
We should also conduct this difficult debate in a manner worthy of our country, without bitterness or anger.
Chris, what about this as a political issue, and just politically looking at what the president's done today, what do you think?
Probably not. It's a polarizing issue. This is a sop to the base. I think it shows that President Bush is concerned about conservative unrest and unhappiness with his administration. I think the real question is going to be, how are they going to push for this? Is this sort of like the abortion constitutional amendment, the flag-burning constitutional amendment? I mean, every election cycle, it seems that the Republican presidential candidate supports some kind of constitutional amendment, but typically they go nowhere.
So, on the Democratic side of this, what exactly can you be clear on what John Kerry's position has been, or has he been clear enough so that you would know, the prospective frontrunner?
Well, in the Wisconsin debate this past week or whenever it was, he was muddy about it. He was unclear, but then it appeared that he thought they were talking about a state constitutional amendment. Both candidates oppose gay marriage and oppose a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, and they endorse civil unions, legal or at least some kind of legal rights for same-sex couples, for property rights, hospital visitation, this kind of thing. So that's their position. Whether it'll fly or not, we'll have to see.
Slate's Chris Sullentrop, thank you. And Dahlia Lithwick, thank you both for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.
My pleasure.